Morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Carr. This morning I have two guests. I have Todd Sanders, the CEO of Broadloom, and Mark Lukianchuk, the GM of flooring with Sinkley. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having us.
Thanks, Kemp. Glad to be here. Excited to be talking with your audience today.
This is huge news. The fact that Sinkley has announced that it is acquiring Broadloom, this is going to be the one-stop major force in the flooring business for digital tech solutions. Before we get to the news about this, let's go through a little background. First, start with you, Todd. You've been known kind of as the boy wonder entering this business around age 30, and we watched you get married and have your first baby. You've been doing this for 9.5 years, and prior to joining the flooring industry, you were with Google, then you had AdHoc, which was a digital ad agency, then you bought FloorForce, you bought Creating Your Space, you bought Rollmaster, then you started FloorCon, you started a merchandising program, you were on social media with Beating the Box Stores. So you've been a major entity here, and we've watched recently the two of you compete. Sinkley, just a little bit of background there. Sinkley, a UK-based company, major company, is a merger between CompuSoft and 2020 Technologies in 2021, and has become a major player in the flooring business with the acquisition of RFMS, created by Terry Wheat, mobile marketing with Carol Cross, Specific Solutions. And now this major news that you're acquiring Broadloom. Did I get most of that right?
Yeah, it's been a long journey, and I'm excited that this is just the first chapter of the journey, and I'm excited, you know, talk about what's next under the Sinkley umbrella.
Mark, you're new. I've never done a podcast with you before. You've been in the software business for a while, but you have a little background in the flooring business. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Kemp, it's funny how, you know, you can leave the flooring industry, but the flooring industry never really truly leaves you. My high school days in the later 1980s, I learned what hard work was truly about, doing commercial flooring installation. And of course, when you're in high school and you're doing insulation, you're not really installing. You're basically getting a dumpster and you're scooping up old flooring materials and underlayments and really learning what the smell of adhesive is all about. So I got that experience, and then early in my career, I was a software developer and wrote a point-of-sale system in my native Canada, where I'm originally from, and one of my customers was a flooring retailer. So I learned all about connecting a point-of-sale system with accounting software, with a front end of systems in the store, with doing barcoding, which at the time was kind of leading edge, inventory control of samples. And then going from there, I really branched out more into enterprise software, global experience, worked with large teams, spent about 19 years working with a lot of customers, did a lot with retail, did a lot with enterprise systems. And then when I was coming back to this space, and before coming into Sinkley, I wanted to really get a sense of, hey, what's the market like? Do I remember anything about the space? Is it exciting? Is it something that's really growing? And so just so happens, I live in the Atlanta suburbs. So I went to the Southeast flooring market, and I got to see firsthand both Broadloom and Sinkley, how they're showing up, how they're representing. And I was super excited to get back into the flooring industry. I'm even more excited to be joining forces because, again, I think talking about taking the two leaders in this space and taking flooring technology to the next level.
How did this idea to merge these two companies come about?
Kemp, obviously, as you mentioned, Sinkley has grown through a bunch of different acquisitions. We're always looking at an opportunity to be able to help our customers. As a leader of the business, I was always looking at how can we provide a better solution to our customers to be seen as a thought leader, as a one-stop shop, to be able to be that first place that our customers are looking towards. And so when the opportunity came up to join forces with Broadloom, you know, that was something that really excited me, really excited everybody at Sinkley. And I think the thing that was encouraging about this was the fact that we both have a shared vision, and it's the same vision. We both really want to be looking towards having a best of breed solution to offer our customers, to help our customers grow their businesses, to help them be more efficient, to help them all different facets, from the digital experience all the way to recording those transactions and helping them run their operations. So when this came about, we jumped on it.
All right, Todd, how about from your perspective?
From our perspective, the answer was pretty simple. If you think about when we first got into the flooring industry, our goal was really to unify the industry, right? By building software that makes it easier to buy, sell, distribute, and manufacture flooring. And I believe we made a promise to the industry and our customers that we would do whatever it takes to push the industry forward. And listen, you mentioned a few things, like we weren't afraid. We had one clear goal in mind, and it was push the flooring industry forward. Sometimes we push in the right direction, sometimes we push in the wrong direction. But if I look back over the last 10 years of my career, I believe we really leveled up the flooring industry along with all the other software companies in the space. And I believe that with this acquisition of us joining Sinclair, we are sticking to our word that we will do whatever it takes to push the flooring industry forward. And if you look at Sinclair, they're the market leader in building software for the home. You know, they are like the Broadloom for kitchens and baths and furniture, windows, doors, cabinets, and glass. And now I think we're a powerhouse in flooring. And when I just sit back and look and think, like, when we started this business, how many great minds there were and how many great relationships and expertise that were all competing with each other. And now to think that Sinclair is home to all the best flooring technologies, including Broadloom, FloorForce, Creating Your Space, Freetail, Retail Lead Management, Rollmaster, Banaboom, RFMS, Mobile Marketing, and Pacific Solutions. I mean, it's a dream come true for the flooring industry. So we set out to change the industry. And if you look at what we did over the last 5 years in flooring, you can only imagine what the next 5 years are going to be like with all of these people around the table all working on flooring and pushing the industry forward together.
All right. You just mentioned all those separate brands. What will be the brand strategy moving forward?
We're excited to be part of Sinclair. People called us FloorForce for a while or Ad Hoc for a while, Creating Your Space for a while. Then everyone kind of really rallied around Broadloom. Well, I'll tell you, the whole Broadloom team is really rallied around Sinclair and being part of the Sinclair Flooring division. We have one mission in mind. Although our company name might change, our mission remains the same and Sinclair's mission remains the same. So we'll be going to market as Sinclair. Now, over the next few months, you might see some lingering Broadloom signs, maybe it surfaces. But as this rolls out and we start to get more and more integrated, we want to be one team and we want to be one Sinclair. So that's the path we're going down.
Yeah, Kev, I agree 100% with what Todd just said. We've got a couple of shows where we both had a separate presence. So you're going to see us very shortly all the way through surfaces with separate looking booths with some tie-ins. Our people are going to be cross-pollinating and sharing experiences. Our goal is going to have single offers to go to our customers. All those things are going to be slowly evolving over time. The pinnacle of that when we come together as one Sinclair is going to be at our Sinclair Connect event in Chicago, May, I think the 20th through the 22nd. So by that time, we're going to have the one team working together, all rowing in the same direction. To Todd's point, they're all in, we're all in, we're all super excited to be working with each other and working together, and that's going to be starting immediately.
What's the strategy on the leadership? Is everybody staying now with this acquisition?
I can only speak for our side. When we do things, we go all in. And we sat down as a leadership team and made this decision. So our leadership is coming along this acquisition. They're excited. They're even more energized, if that was possible, than before. I think if you really take a step back, the flooring industry is an amazing industry. And we could go get the best engineers in the world and build the best software. But the truth is, what's more important than software is the relationships. And if we want to be successful, we have to have great partners. We have to have great relationships within the industry. And having our leadership team come over means more than just, you know, building great products. It's continuing to shake the same hands, see the same faces, and strengthen the relationships that we have in place today. So on the Broadloom side, the leadership team is coming and we're excited, you know, continue on to this next journey.
Yeah, it's totally about the relationships. The technology is super important, of course, it's our go-to-market with our customers and how we help them. But those relationships, so the relationships that Todd brings to the table and the team, the relationships that people on the Sinclair side bring to the team, people such as Carol Cross, who I know, Kim, that you know very well, all these people that are part of joint organization, a joint team, you know, we're all coming together to help our customers forward, and we're super excited about that. we're all in on both sides.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you letting me share this big news with our listeners. Sinkley has acquired Broadloom, and I think it's going to be finalized here in a couple of weeks. We've been talking to Mark Lukianchuk, the general manager of flooring for Sinkley, and Todd Sanders, the CEO of Broadloom, and you've been listening to Campar and FloridaDaily.net.